With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal in New York. The remnants of Hurricane Michael reached North Carolina, a state still trying to recover from the devastation caused by Hurricane Florence last month. We'll get an update in a moment from the Wall Street Journal's Valerie Borlein in Raleigh, North Carolina. First, here are some news headlines. The death toll from Hurricane Michael rose to at least 13 people in four states, but the toll was expected to keep climbing after the storm's two-day rampage from Florida to Virginia. Michael slammed into Florida's panhandle midday Wednesday as one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to strike the U.S., devastating coastal communities, flattening houses, damaging the power grid, and disrupting communication lines. The storm then tore through Georgia, still as a powerful hurricane in much of the state, before tracking through the Carolinas and Virginia on its way out to sea. For the latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, click on our website, WSJ.com. On Friday, U.S. stocks opened with a powerful rally from a bruising two-day sell-off, but pulled back around midday, signaling that the market volatility has not dissipated. For the latest market updates, go to WSJ.com and WSJ Podcasts. Major banks reported quarterly earnings Friday. J.P. Morgan Chase said third quarter profit jumped 24% as the bank's consumer business helped it overcome weaker trading. Citigroup's third quarter earnings came in ahead of forecasts, but sales missed their targets. Wells Fargo reported weaker than expected adjusted earnings, but revenue that topped forecasts. CNBC says that Sears Holdings, which is reportedly nearing a bankruptcy filing, is close to a deal with lenders that could keep the business going through Christmas. The aim is to keep the doors open on some of its 900 stores while seeking a buyer. Some stores would close. The fate of the company's 89,000 employees is still undetermined. An evangelical American pastor held in Turkey on terrorism charges is returning to the U.S. after a Turkish court lifted his house arrest on Friday. It's likely to ease tensions between the NATO allies. The court found Andrew Brunson guilty of aiding terror groups and sentenced him to more than 3 years in prison, but freed him because of time already served. Mr. Brunson had rejected the charges. Still ahead, we'll talk about Hurricane Michael's arrival in North Carolina, which last month was pummeled by Hurricane Florence. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Hurricane Michael devastated the Florida panhandle this week, flattening entire towns and knocking hospitals out of commission. Michael then swept through parts of Georgia and the Carolinas, causing more destruction with heavy winds and rain. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says that for his state, Michael isn't as bad as Hurricane Florence was last month, but that it adds insult to injury to a state trying to pick up the pieces from Florence. Joining us from Raleigh, North Carolina, is Wall Street Journal national reporter Valerie Borlein. Valerie, I believe Michael was a tropical storm when it reached North Carolina. How much rain did the state get from Michael on Thursday?
The state got a ton of rain on Thursday, as much as 10 inches in some places. But the good news there is that the storm was really still fast moving by the time it got to North Carolina. So it dumped a ton of rain and then moved quickly out of the state.
So I know this is a bit of a generalization. Was this not as bad as feared?
Yes. The governor said even this morning that the storm was not as bad as feared and certainly not as bad as it could have been. Everything is still really raw here after Florence. I mean, it's been a month. But you have to remember, there's still some schools that still are not able to go. The kids aren't able to go back to school. There's still hundreds of roads that are blocked because of the damage from Florence. So it's not as bad as it could have been, but it certainly was still a setback, if a minor one, to recovery from Florence.
I saw some footage, I believe, earlier this morning. The rivers were swollen in some areas. It really looked very intimidating.
The rivers have been quite swollen here for some time, and the ground is really wet. So that's part of the reasons why we saw a lot of trees go down across the state on Thursday and Friday. The ground was just so saturated, so you had trees across big roads in Charlotte and Greensboro and Winston-Salem and kind of the western part of the state. But in terms of the rivers, they are swollen, and some will crest their banks. But like the governor said, it could have been a lot worse here.
And hundreds of thousands of people lost power. I saw one estimate. Was it 400,000?
Yeah, close. And as of Friday morning, it's about 490,000, which is on the high end of what the power companies estimated, and a little short of the 800,000 that lost power in Florence.
And Michael is out of the region at this point. Isn't it out over the Atlantic?
Michael is out of the region at this point. It's still causing, because North Carolina is a pretty long coastline. So the remnants are still causing high surf and riptides. So the state is asking people not to get in the water. It's still been quite warm here, so there are a lot of surfers and swimmers still able to get out in the ocean.
What about these federal disaster recovery centers, Valerie? I mean, they were meant to help people bounce back from Florence, but they closed again temporarily?
The FEMA and state-run and FEMA-run disaster recovery centers are there to help people who show up and say, look, what kind of help can you give me? It's an onerous process to fill out the paperwork, people are telling us. So they had to close down for a little while. And also the recovery work in terms of getting debris. There's just you can't overestimate how much debris there is still on the road. And it's construction debris from people pulling out their walls and ceilings and carpets. And it's big, 6 foot high pieces of oak and pine trees that are out on the roadways. And the debris trucks couldn't get out for a while because of the high winds. So there are a couple things that I think people are concerned about. One is just the pause in the recovery from Florence. And secondarily, the risk that there may be some diversion of attention from the Florence area because of Michael here and Michael's devastating effects in other places.
Absolutely. You mentioned in your article the tree removal services, which were really meant to help people recover from Florence. I guess they've been diverted to the Gulf Coast.
And it's fairly common, as we understand it. These big tree companies will come in from out of state and try to immediately triage and get trees out of yards and out of roads, but they're on to the next disaster. So I talked with a guy yesterday who was he wanted to get a tree down. It was bent at about a 60 degree angle over his house. And he was worried that Michael was going to finish off what Florence started. But he was having a really hard time finding someone who was available to come do it in Wilmington, because most of the tree companies had headed out of town towards the Gulf Coast.
Valerie, what is the biggest need at this point for the people in North Carolina who've been affected by Hurricane Michael and both hurricanes?
The biggest need here, from just talking with people and with the elected officials, is housing. There were a huge number of apartment complexes, especially in Wilmington, but in Fayetteville and other places, that were badly damaged you're not able to live there. So you've had hundreds of renters actually evicted from their homes, but no place to go to. And especially in a community like Wilmington, which is quite fast growing, affordable housing was a problem before the storm and is orders of magnitude so now. And FEMA is yet to bring in any temporary housing solutions like trailers or RVs. So there's still a lot of, more people in shelter than there need to be, and more people in shelter than more people staying with friends and family over the course of a month at this point. So housing is definitely the biggest need from what we understand.
Joining us from Raleigh, North Carolina, Wall Street Journal national reporter Valerie Borlein. Thanks, Valerie.
Thanks so much for having me. Anytime.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal.